Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is showcasing a new law meant to reduce gun violence, even as he urges more steps to cut down on mass shootings.
16 days after signing the bipartisan bill.
Will not save every life.
But the president says it will save some today and tomorrow. Still,
we're living in a country awash in weapons of war.
Renewing his call for Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and also pass a law holding gun owners legally accountable if their weapons are improperly stored and then used to commit violence.
No one else should have access to it, so lock it up!
While the event here was billed as a celebration, gun control advocates say it's premature to declare victory, noting a mass shooting outside Chicago just a week ago. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There was a moment of silence in Highland Park, Illinois today at the moment 1 week ago. Police say the first shots were fired at a local 4th of July parade. Seven people were killed. More than 100 people gathered and hugged each other in a downtown plaza. St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard tells the AP the economy is healthy and shows little sign of an imminent recession and can withstand higher interest rates.
Now we have lots of inflation, but the question is, can we get back to 2% without disrupting the economy? I think we can.
As the country grapples with the highest inflation in four decades, the Federal Reserve is pushing borrowing costs higher. A 70-year-old man in Nevada has been charged in the 1982 killing of a 5-year-old girl who disappeared while walking to her kindergarten class in California. Police say they used DNA evidence to make the arrest. A former Olympic volleyball player, Kim Glass, says she was attacked in downtown Los Angeles when a man threw a metal object at her face in an assault that fractured multiple bones in her face and left one of her eyes swollen shut. A man was arrested. This is AP News. Jennifer Shaw of the reality show The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City faces 11 to 14 years in prison after pleading guilty to fraud conspiracy. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Prosecutors say Jennifer Shaw was part of a massive telemarketing fraud from 2012 to 2021 that sold bogus services to people to create their own online businesses. Prosecutors say she was the lead broker who told sales workers what to say to victims. Shaw entered a guilty plea to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in Manhattan federal court on Monday as part of a plea agreement. Shaw will forfeit $6.5 million and pay $9.5 million in restitution. Shaw says she knew it was wrong and she is sorry. She is free on bail and will be sentenced November 28th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Beanie Feldstein is out. Lea Michele is in as the lead in Broadway's Funny Girl. Feldstein revealed she was leaving the musical sooner than expected because the show was moving in a different direction. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
Russia's president has signed a decree to allow a fast-track procedure for Russian citizenship to all Ukrainians. The move by President Vladimir Putin was another effort for Moscow to expand its influence in war-torn Ukraine. Until recently, only Ukrainian residents of certain areas in the east of Ukraine were eligible for the simplified procedure. Over 720,000 residents of Donetsk and Luhansk have received Russian passports since the procedure was first introduced in 2019. That makes up about 18% of the population. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new report shows Uber lobbied and used stealth tech practices to block scrutiny. As Uber aggressively pushed into world markets, the ride-sharing service lobbied political leaders to relax labor and taxi laws, used a kill switch to thwart regulators and law enforcement, channeled money through Bermuda and other tax havens, and considered portraying violence against its drivers as a way to gain public sympathy. That's according to a report from the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which scoured internal Uber texts, emails, invoices, and other documents looking into the company. In a written statement, Uber acknowledged mistakes in the past and said the CEO hired in 2017 had been tasked with transforming every aspect of how Uber operates, and that 90% of current employees joined after that. I'm Julie Walker.
Contenders to replace outgoing UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson are lining up as Conservative Party officials prepare to quickly narrow the crowded field of almost a dozen candidates. An 11th candidate has entered the running to become Prime Minister, little-known Minister Rehman Chisti. Chisti is up against more heavyweight contenders such as Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, Treasury Chief Nedim Sahawi, and former Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Jeremy Hunt. The new leader will be chosen in a two-stage election. British politics analyst Tony Travis believes many candidates aren't actually vying for the top job.
It's a mixture of some who genuinely think they can win or want to win and think they can win, and others who are positioning themselves, wanting to show they have a support base so they get a reasonable chance of a position in a future cabinet.
The current favourite is Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak, who already has the backing of more than three dozen lawmakers. I'm Karen Chamas.
Voters in Michigan could get a say on abortion rights when voting this fall. I'm Lisa Dwyer with the latest. In Michigan, a record-breaking number of signatures have been turned in for a ballot initiative that puts abortion rights before voters this fall. The signatures still need to be validated before going forward, but if successful, the initiative would make abortion a constitutional right in Michigan. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel have made abortion rights a centerpiece of their re-election campaigns. The push to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution comes after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and gave power to the states in decisions regarding abortion. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.